Okay, Rav Moshe, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Tes. Interesting daf today, with a lot about refuah on Shabbos, a lot of weird words. So you'll bear with me. But let's take it from Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We are towards the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. Shalach le Rabbi Yanai lemar Ukva. Rabbi Yanai sent to Maruk for the following message. L'shader lan mar mahanach kilorin de mar Shmuel. Get me some of that kilor, that eye medicine of mar Shmuel. So Shalach le, so he sent back to him, Shadurei shadran alecha, yeah, for sure I'm going to send it to you, delot tema tsar ayin ana. So you won't think that I'm a stingy type of person. Ella, but I'll tell you that Hachi Amar Shmuel says, Tovas tibat stonin shachas rechutzes yadayim ragayim mechamin arvis. It's better to have a little bit of cold water in the morning, and to wash your hands and feet with hot water at night. That is the better remedy. That's the better refuah than taking this eye cream. Okay. Tanya Mihalki also learned the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Mona, Meishum Rabbi Yehuda. Tovas Tinan Tzonein Shachers Rechitas Yadayim Raglayim Arvis. Mikol Kalurin Shavu Olam. We also learned that in a Braisa. Okay. Hu Haya Omer. Now, this is, again, the reference here is in terms of washing the Tzilas Yadayim in the morning, as you're going to see. It's better to, you know, we wash the Tzilas Yadayim with the, you know, well-known Machlokas Rosh and Rashba, in terms of why we wash the Tzilas Yadayim. Is it because we touch something, or is it because there's some sort of, like, impure kind of spirit that rests on our hands and stuff? You know, Dayan Eskani is him, the whole discussion over there in the Shulchan Aruch. But basically over here, you're going to see that there's some sort of Ruach Ra, some sort of kind of evil spirit that is on our hands, and that's why we need to wash Netzilas Yadayim in the morning. And therefore, if you would touch any part of your body, as we're about to say, as Rabbi Mona is going to tell us, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, so you would say the following, that you shouldn't really touch anything, any orifice on your body. And that's what the Gemara says right here. Right, until you wash your hands on Netzilas Yadayim. That's why Chazal were makvid to have it next to your bed. Right, a lot of people say that you should really have Netzilas Yadayim right next to your bed, or at least in the bathroom, that's in your bedroom. Either way, Hu Haya Omer, he would say, Yad La'ayin Tikat Zetzi. If you touch your hand to your eye before you wash Netzilas Yadayim, you should cut it off, meaning you're doing a terrible thing. Don't touch your hand to your eye. Yad lachotim tikatzitz, your nose. Yad lapet tikatzitz, your mouth. Yad laozen tikatzitz, to your ear. Yad lachasuda tikatzitz, to any injury that's open, some open wound. Yad la'ama tikatzitz, what about a private area, the private area of a man? Stomach applies to women as well. Yad lafit tabask tikatzitz, to the tuchus. The hole, right, in the person's tush, also inappropriate. Yad legigis tikates. And even if you put your hand to a barrel of food, Rashi says, matilin bashechar, if you have beer or something, tikates, Rashi says, lo tiga kodem etias shachas, you should not touch it before washing your hands. So Gemara says, why? Brisa says, why? Yad mesama, yad machareshes, yad mala polipos. Because a person will go blind, a person will go deaf, and will get this illness called polypos. As Rashi says, it's some sort of weird, bad breath. Tanya will then arise. Rabbi Nosan Omer, Baschorin Hizu. This is a free, right? Baschorin is a free evil spirit. And it hangs around, it's makpid, meaning like it insists on sticking around until you wash your hands three times, right? And perhaps you're familiar with the gra's sheet does that you have to wash four times, right, to get the tamei water off your hands. I think the minhag ha'olam is for sure to wash three times al netzilas yadayim in the morning. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, puch ma'avir bas melech, puch, which is some sort of medicine or makeup, so that gets rid of bas melech. Bas melech is the name of the of the Ruach Ra, or one of the Ruach Ra's, one of the evil spirits. Uposek is a dima, it stops tears, right, this puch, umar beseir ba'afavim, and it makes eyelashes look better, it gives more hair to eyelashes, right, it's good for women to put on, right, certainly women always, you know, very often will attach eyelashes to make their eyelashes look thicker. So this puch will do that for you. Tanya mihachi, Rabbi Yossi, Omer puch, ma'aver bas melech, posik is adima, mar beseir ba'afafim. So same thing from Rabbi Yossi. V'amar mar ukva amar Shmuel, alin is also some sort of something that grows from the ground. So ein bohem mishum refuah, there is no iser In terms of refuah, you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. It doesn't actually do anything. Am Rav Yosef, right? People put it on themselves, but it doesn't actually do anything. Am Rav Yosef, kuzbarta, which is coriander, also ain ba mishum refuah. Am Rav Sheshes, kashus, which is hops, right? They use to make beer. So ain ba mishum refuah. Again, it also has no healing properties, and you're allowed to consume it or do whatever with it on Shabbos, and you don't have to worry about the isser of refuah on midrabanan. Amar Rav Yosef kuzbarta afilu didikashuli. Rav Yosef, who was blind, says kuzbara was damaged even my eyes. So obviously there is no healing properties in it. Rav Sheshes was also blind. Gargina, I'm not sure what that is, but it's some sort of plant. Afilu didimali would even help me, meaning he felt that it would even make his eyes feel a little bit better. So there is some sort of healing process or property to this gargira, which we previously hadn't mentioned, but that would some sort of healing property. All types of hops are mutter. Again, talking about Shabbos, right? Because it's a food that people eat. It's not considered to be a medicine. Labar mitroza mitaruza. Aside from this type of teruza hops, which is only eaten for medicine, and therefore if you take it, again, the concern here is really you might look like you're taking it for medicine, and therefore it will be usher. Amar Rav Chisda, shrika tavya shari. This is not necessarily referring to healing. There's a couple ways to understand, if I'm not mistaken, in the Rishonim, but with stomach, the pashup shot is that we're talking about basting a piece of meat. Right, you put liquids on a piece of meat, right, to kind of make sure it's fresh and juicy, etc., etc. So mistama, that's an issue of maka bepatish, as Rashi has over here. If you look at shrikatavia, the shrok v'latoch shemen ubeitzim megugalem al hatzli. It's made out of oil and eggs, right, on something that was roasted, right, the meat that was roasted. Shehucham mishachashecha shari. It's right, it's mutter. This meat was hot, so that's mutter to baste it with the oil and the eggs, etc. And obviously, Rashi says, as long as it's not boiling, so that you're not going to end up cooking the oil and the eggs. But either way, that is mutter. That is not a problem. Again, not related to refuah necessarily. Pipue be'e aser. But whisking eggs, right, is aser. As Rashi says, litrof beitzim megulgalim bakara demitchazi keman deboyle mishadinu bakadera. Looks like you're baking. But again, why would you whisk eggs together with that whisker, right? It looks like you're baking or cooking or whatever, so that's going to be aser midirabanan. I think there is one of the Rishonim who understands these things as refuah, because again, what does that have to do with anything that we're talking about? But let's just use Rashi's explanation for that right now. Dibisu is iri avdalei lechia bar ashi. Dibisu is his wife, right? Literally the bias, the house, right? The wife is the okara bias, or a keres bias, I guess. Akira Sabayis, whatever the Hebrew is. So the Zairi's wife did this exact thing, the basting the piece of meat for Chia Bar Ashi. Velo Acha, but he wouldn't eat it. So Amalei, she said to him, what are you doing? Rabcha Avdilei, I would do this process for your Rebbe, which is Zairi, V'achel, and he would eat it. V'at lo'achalta, but you're not going to eat it. Okay, so why would Chia Bar Ashi not eat the food, but yet Ziri would? So Ziri, the time A, because there's Ziri Shita that apparently Chia Bar Ashi did not hold like. Right? Amar Ziri, nosin adam yayin salul v'mayin salulin. A person can put wine or water that is very clear, latoch amishmeres v'shabbos, into a sieve or a strainer on Shabbos, v'enu choshes, you don't have to worry that he's doing some sort of iser. Right, Alma came with the Mishtate Hachi, since I guess you can drink those liquids, but as it is, without straining it, meaning the straining is not the Makom HaPadish, it's not making it drinkable. So since you can drink it as is before straining it, it's a Lav Midi Kavid, you're not doing anything when you strain the water. I remember when I used to live in New York, so there was a whole shaila whether you could drink the water in New York because they found bugs in it. So the kasha became, can you strain water on Shabbos? Well, kasha is, right? The issue is if you would drink it or not. If you held that, you could drink the water as is, so the straining doesn't do anything. Putting it in a Brita, so it wouldn't do anything. Because you can hold it, you can drink it beforehand. But if you're telling me that you're not allowed to drink the water until you strain it, so that could be that that would have been usher, aside from the boner issues, but it could be that that was, it would be mitaking the water, you wouldn't be able to drink it. But okay, either way, so it's hakanami, so here too, came into mitchalachi, since the meat is eaten without being basted, right, it might not be as good, but it's certainly eaten, right, we're talking about cooked meat, so lav, meat, you're not doing anything halachic when you baste it with this oil and the egg. But the Chiyah Rashi apparently was not so down with that shita. Okay, and that's why he didn't eat it. V'alamar Ukva, Mar Ukva said as well, again, back to Refuah. Misha Nagfa Yado Oroglo. If you have a injury on your hand or your leg, Tsom Sabayayin, you can, again, they didn't have necessarily ice packs back in the day, so they would use wine, V'eno Choshesh, and they should not be concerned, because right, it's apparently it doesn't work so well, so it's not a real issue of refuah. So Giboiluhu, they ask the question, Chalamai, what is it? What about putting vinegar? Not challah with a hay, obviously that's bread, but challah with an aleph, that's Aramaic for vinegar. So what's the din? Does that work or not? Is that mutar asr on Shabbos? Amar Rav Hillel, but lo Rav Ashi, ki avin avera Rav Kahana, when we were hanging out with Rav Kahana in his base medrash, Amri challah lo. He said that, no, you're not allowed to rub vinegar on the skin to help with the swelling. That's apparently an isser of refuah midirabanat on Shabbos. Rava says, what about the people in Mechozah? Came into Mefanke, since they are, Mefanek is to spoil, but since they are kind of like spoiled and high society, shall we say, even the wine will help because their skin, Mestama, is softer, right, and they pamper themselves more than regular people, so their skin is softer, so the wine will have more impact. Right, if the wine is less strong in terms of shrinking and swelling, but if the skin is more delicate, so the wine will work. So apparently, if you're living in Mechozah, you're not allowed to do that, to even use the wine, because apparently it does something to the skin, it just doesn't do it well. Okay, fine. Ravina Ikle Lebe, Ravashi, Ravina went to Ravashi's house. Chazei de drichole chamara agabe de gare. He saw that his chamara, that his donkey, stepped on his foot. That sounds painful. Yosef cut some mislebechala, and you see that Ravashi was using vinegar to reduce the swelling, right, in his foot. So Amalei, what he said to him, what are you doing? Lo sever lamar lahad amar of hilal chalalo. Right, then we just said you can't use vinegar. So Amalei, Ravashi said, no, gavaregel shiny, an injury on the leg and the hand is different. So Ravashi says, if you look at the maskel shiny right across, pretty much shemakaso kasha. They held that apparently this type of injury to a hand or foot is sakanas nefashos. So for sure, you can in that case you can use something to bring down the swelling. So you can, maybe some people say no, that chazi David samis lebechamra, that he saw that he was using wine. And Amalei, he said to him, lo saber mar lahad amar ava hani bnei mechozah kevin emefanki afilu chamra nami masilei. Right. Right, he said to him, what about the people in Mechozah? We said that they're not allowed to use this wine. And you, Ravashi, are also, the very type of, I guess that way he was pampered a bit. Not meaning, not in a bad way, but that's like how he took care of himself. His skin was very sensitive, and apparently the wine would do something. So Amrlai said back to him, no, Gavayav v'gavaregel shiny, Amrav adavar masna, Amrav, Gavayav v'gavaregel, Hare hein kamaka shel cholal, it's as if you have an injury inside the body, u'mechala nalei es Shabbos, and you can be mechala Shabbos because it's a case of sakanos nefashos. Okay. Tanu rabbanan. More about refuah. Rochzen b'megror, a person can dip in the water, in the seas of Gror. Gror, again, as mentioned in Bereishis, right, where Avimelech was king. So apparently they had some sort of healing properties. Rashi says, Afal pishem meluchim ksas, it was slightly salty, not like the Dead Sea, but derech lirtz chot behem b'chol, people would wash in them during the week. V'lo mucha milsa d'le refuahi. And that's the key line that we have to say, that it's not clear that you're doing it for refuah. The klal that we're going to read right now is that if you're doing something and it's evident that you're doing it for healing purposes, then it's going to be asr. Again, because Chazal asr'd refuah on Shabbos, because you may come to grind spices. So if it's obvious that you're doing this action for healing, So then it is going to be aser. But if people would normally bathe in these waters during the week, right, just stam to get clean, so then it's not going to be aser. That's the call to remember right now. So in Grar, people would take a bath in the waters, therefore it's mutter to walk in to do that on Shabbos. B'mei Chamson in the waters in Chamson, b'mei Asya in Asya, and b'mei Tiberia, and in the springs of Tiberia. So that, again, it's all mutter. People would normally wash themselves. It's not clear that you're doing it for refuah. Avalo Yamagodol, but not in the Yamagodol, Avalo Amishra, and not in this water that you use to soak, I think, flax, which is, and it's gross, it's disgusting. Avalo Biyama Shel Sodom, and not in the Dead Sea. Apparently back in the day it was not a tourist attraction yet. Or even if it was, so then obviously, right, there's healing properties. If you have, everybody says you have a cut, don't go into the Dead Sea, or go into the Dead Sea because it's going to heal it, even though it's going to kill, because of the salt going in the wound. Okay. Or Minu, hold on one second, I'll ask you a question from a different brisa. Roch to the Mediterranean, Yamagodol, you're allowed to go and dip in the Mediterranean and in the springs of Tiberia. Avalovi Mesha, Avalovi Amashal's Dome. But not in the Dead Sea and not in flax water. Kashi Yamagodol, Yamagodol, right? You said the last brisa had said that Yamagodol is Usur. But here you're telling me that the Yamagodol is Mutter. So Gemara is going to give a bunch of possible answers to this stira. Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. Rabbi Yochanan says no problem. Hara b'meir, hara b'Yehuda. It's a machlokas. B'meir Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Parah and also in Mikvos. So the din is like this. Before we read the Mishnah, that for certain things, i.e., for let's say for the Parah Aduma, for example, or for people to certain tumas to be tovel in type of water. So there are two types of water that kind of sort of work. There's something called a mikvah, which is a standing pool of rainwater. Right? When you go into a mikvah, that's actually not rainwater. If a person goes to the mikvah, Mitzvah Shem, they should be open again. I think they are open in Eretz Yisrael, but we're unfortunately seeing more cases and more cases by the day, so maybe they'll close them, I don't know. But Mitzvah Shem, when we go back to the mikvahs, so what you dip in is not actually rainwater. That rainwater is connected to the pool that you're the tub that you're going into by a tube of water, and that's something called neshika, where if you touch rainwater or pooled rainwater to regular water, that is going to turn the regular water into kosher for dipping. But either way, a mikvah is going to be metaher, right, when it's standing still. If it's flowing, if it's moving, it's not good. That's, again, pooled rainwater cannot be flowing. But a mayan, which is a river or a spring, so that is considered to be, again, mayim chayim, and it works for a metzora, for to sprinkle water on a metzora, and it works for, you know, certain tumas, and for the part of the duma. And again, that can be flowing, that can be moving. Again, it's coming out of the ground. That is mutter for it to be flowing. Okay, and so the mikvah, the standing pool, the rainwater is no good for this mayim chayim, for let's say the paraduma, but the flowing river is going to be good. That's the mayan. Okay, so now that we have that background, we can read the Mishnah. It's not without the Mishnah. Kol hayamim kemikveh. All the seas and all the oceans in the world are considered to have the status of a mikvah, meaning it's standing. Water is no good for the paraduma, and the only way it's going to be worked to be tovel is if it's standing still. But if it's moving, if it's flowing, so then that's not going to be good. Shneva, as the pasuk says, "Umikveh hamayim kara yamim." Right? When the mikvah, right? The Hashkosh Baruch Hu created the seas, yamim, not yomim. Right? So sometimes if you have a balkori who pronounces a patach and a kamatz differently, so yamim with a patach means seas, and yomim with a kamatz means days. That's one of the times in Chumash, there are not so many of them, but that's one of the times in Chumash where the difference between a kamatz and a patach is chashuv, is very important. But either way, Kosh Baruch Hu called the mikvah of waters, he called yamim, he called seas. So apparently you see that all the seas have a status of a mikvah. That's the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yamagadol kemikvah, that the Mediterranean is like a mikvah, v'lo nemer yamim ela sheyesh bo minei yamim harbe. The only reason it calls it yamim is because it has many different types of seas. There's many different types of water, many different types of fish. So really, the Yam HaGadol is when it's considered a mikvah, that is just the Mediterranean. It's not considered all seas. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kohanim Matarin Bezocholin Upostum Zavin Utsaroim Ulikadishbam Me Chatas. That all the seas can be Matar when they're flowing, when they're moving. Meaning he actually holds not like those. He says that all the oceans in the world are considered to be a Mayan, and therefore if they're moving, it's considered to be Matar, but they're no good for dipping of Zavim and Mitzorayim and to use and to make the Me Chatas. Because they are right, because they are not considered mayim chayim. Okay, fine. So either way, that's the machlokas between. That is the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, according to right, we had a stira. Can you be tovel? Right, can you go into the Yam HaGadol on Shabbos? Right, because is it for a fu or is it not? Do people usually go in there? Do people use it as a mikvah or not? So according to Rabbi Meir, so you see that what's it called? Which one says which? Rabbi Meir says, sorry, that right, all the seas are like a mikvah, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, only the Mediterranean is like a mikvah. Hold on, so wait, so how can that? Why is that? Tell me that one says it's mutter, one says it's not. Hold on, sorry. Huh. So Pshat is like this. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference between the Mediterranean and the rest, and the oceans and the rest of the world. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mediterranean is in mikveh, but the rest of the world is considered mayim chayim, implying that there's a lot more salt, mistama, in the Mediterranean. And therefore, if there's a lot more salt in the Mediterranean, so people, it's going to be pashut that people are going to go in there for refuah and not necessarily for washing themselves. And therefore, so the braisa that says you're not allowed to go in there is Rabbi Yehuda, and the braisa that says you are allowed to go in there into the Mediterranean on Shabbos is Rabbi Meir. No, so the Gemara says 1 second. Maskev blood of Nachum bar Yitzchak. Answer the following question. Daf looks a little funny today, right? Amud Beis looks a little funny, just like yesterday's daf, right? Kind of a square almost. Amor the pligi linyan tum of a tara. So the Gemara says, 1 second, that machlokas is by tum and tara, but linyan Shabbos mishmias. Like, how do you know to apply the hilchos tum and tara to Shabbos? Right, two different worlds again, right? Right? Maybe one is a different reason. You're talking about mayim chayim, tum and tara, dip and zav. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Right, how do you know that it's not? There's nothing in that brisa that would tell you about refua at all. The machlokas is simply how long he spent in the water. If ishtoi, he spent a lot of time in the water, so that's going to be usur, because that looks like you're doing for refuah. But if you got in, he got out, so that looks like you're washing yourself out. That is not usur. So the Gemara says 1 second. But my okimta labastraisa. What are you telling me that the second brisa you said that is the lo ishtoi, where he's not staying in the water? It's either lo ishtoi, but if he's not staying in the water, I feel be mei mishranami. So that should be mutter to just pop in and out of this mei mishra, this water that is gross that they use to soak flax. Ratanya, but with under the brisa, roch to be mei tari, the mei mishra with the yamash hasdom, you can wash in all of these liquids. Alma pishish chatad le mirosho, even if he has injuries on his head, but medvar nemorim shalom ishtoi. Right, if he did not stick around, but if he stayed for a long time, then it is usur. Right, it doesn't say anything, right, about the flax. Oh no, it does. I'm so sorry. So what's a pshat? Right, sorry. The second braisa said it was usur to stick in the main mishra, right? But in here we're telling me that it's mutter to go in and go out of the main mishra, out of the flax water. So that implies that when you tell me it's usur, it must be talking about a case where you stayed in. Well, your answer just told me that the second braisa is a case where you popped in and popped out. Well, that would seems to contradict, what we just said over here, that popping in and popping out of mei mishra is mutter, not usur. So elo yama gadol yama gadol. Kasha, finally, the real teretz to these this stira is like this. Ha biyafin shabo, ha biroin shabo. Right? It depends on which part of the Mediterranean you went into. If you went into good water, So that's totally fine, because people will often wash themselves in the nice clean water of the Mediterranean. But if it's bad water, then clearly the only reason you go into that gross, disgusting water is to heal yourself up, and then it's going to be usur. And mimishra na melokasha, there's also no stira in terms of the two brises, in terms of flax water. Hadishtaya and loishtaya, right? That's the stira that we said before, the teretz we said before, it depends on how long you stay. If you stay in the flax water, that's going to be usur, but if you pop in and pop out, that is going to be mutter. Okay. New Mishnah, and again, this is a lot of translations here, so bear with me, in terms of different healing processes that was done back in the day. In Oakland, izavion b'shabbos. You cannot eat this izavion. The Gemara is going to explain that it's some sort of shrubbery, some sort of plant. If you should eat a machal briyim, it's not what healthy people eat, right? It's only eaten for refuah, and therefore, if you eat it for refuah, you are going to, it's going to look like you're doing healing, and it's going to be asur on Shabbos. Aval ochel hu es yoezer, but you can eat yoezer, v'shosa abubroah. You're allowed to drink that. Kol ochlen ochel adam l'refuah, any food that a person eats for healing purposes, v'chol mashkin sheshosa, anything he drinks, chutz b'meg dekolim, except for, meaning a person can eat any food for refuah, and you can drink any drink, because you know people just eat and drink them. It's not clear that you're doing it for healing. Chutz b'medikolim, except for the water of palm trees, v'kozi karin, and a cup of something that will make a person sterile, v'pnei she'en l'yiroka, because they heal this, I guess, what's the translation of something that will make you green? I forget which illness that is. Could be jaundice. I'm not sure. I don't, anyway, avashosahu made the kolim the tsamo, but a person is allowed to drink this made the kolim if he's thirsty. Vesach shemen ikaron shalol refuah, and he can put shemen oil ikrin of roots shalol refuah if it's not for refuah purposes. Apparently, it would do that. People would do that not for refuah. Okay, so the Gemara is going to say, what is all this stuff? Amar Rav Yosef. Ezov abarta bar hamag. Ezov is a barta bar hamag. It's a hyssop of hamag. Okay. Ozvon is abarta bar hing. Okay, it's the hyssop of hing. And ula amar marva chiyura. It's white sage. Ula ikla the beira of Shmuel bar Yehuda. Aizu kame marva chiyura. He brought this white sage. Amar hainu ezov dechtiba. Right, so that is the ezov that the Torah talks about in several places. Afapi Amar Shumshuk. It's actually Shumshuk, whatever type of plant that is. I'm Rav Yirmi Midifti, Kavase de Rafapi Mistabra. And it makes sense. That's Rav Papi's sheet is correct. It's not like we learned the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Para. You need the Ezov was one of the items you needed for the Para Duma. The time we learned the Mishnah is Mitzvahs Ezov Shloshe Klachim. And Ezov needs three stalks. And you have three parts of the plant that has the seed inside of it. And that's what shumshuk looks like. That's, so therefore, it must be that ezov is shumshuk. Okay. We said that ezvon is is a medicine. You can't eat it on Shabbos. What do you do that for? Lekukani, for worms. But my achlile, what do you eat it with? So b'sheva tamrei ukmasa. With seven black dates. Then Mimai Havya, how do you get these worms? Mikimcha Desari Techalif Alea Arben Yomin. 40-day-old barley flour. Okay. Aval Ocho is Yoezer, a person can eat Yoezer. My Yoezer, what is that? Putnuk. Okay. My Achile, what do you eat it for? What does it heal? La Arkasa, for worms in a person's liver. But my Achile, what is he eaten with? Besheva Tamri Chavavarasa, with seven white dates. Mimai Havya, where do you get this illness from? The worms in the liver. Me umtsa umaya aliba rekani, from eating either raw meat and water on an empty stomach. Ubisra shmana aliba rekani, or fatty meat on an empty stomach. Ubisra de Torah aliba rekani, or ox meat on a fatty on an empty stomach. Me you're seeing a pattern here, yeah? Me amguza aliba rekana, if you eat nuts on an empty stomach. Umi giara de rubia aliba de rekana, or stems of rubia, is fenugreek of Rosh Hashanah fame. So that is some sort of vegetable. One of the simonim, I think, is fenugreek. I'm not sure if I've ever eaten it, but I think I've seen that in the art school somewhere. So eat that on an empty stomach, umishti maya abasre, and then drinking water after any of this, you could, rachman al-tzlan, get these worms. If you don't have this, what's it called, this putnuk, so then libla tachli chivrasa, you should drink, or I guess swallow, white cress. Okay, v'ilo, and if you don't have that, leisei v'sarisa, you should fast, v'leisei bisra shmana, but get fatty meat, v'lishtei agmure. And this time, cook it, right? You should cook it on, put it on coals. Velimitz garma, and you suck out a piece of the meat. Velig machala, and sip some vinegar. Drink some, swallow some vinegar. Viga de amre chalalo. Some people say don't have the vinegar. Mishum de kashi the kavda, because it's no good for the liver. Okay. Vilo, right? We know liver helps with alcohol content nowadays. Okay, I'm not sure how exactly this stuff works. Vilo, and if you don't have any of that, so laisi gurda de asinto, you should bring him a bark of some sort of bush, digrida ma'ali to the toy, and you should peel it up to down, meaning start from the top and peel it off the bush or the tree downwards. Volumi to toy la'aloi, and not upwards. Dil manafka aide apume, because apparently, you know, if you eat it, something that's been peeled bottom to top, so the worms could come out of your mouth. Mistama, the way that you peel this bark is the way the worms will come out of your body. Okay. Velishlika b'shichra bei shivave, and boil it at beer towards nighttime. Velimchar naskarino linikavendide, and you close your own holes. And again, I guess from the stomach, you don't want it to come out any of your orifices. Velishte, and drink this stuff. When a person goes to the bathroom, so then mipane apshicha de dikla. You should go to the bathroom onto the part of this tree, the dikla, the dekla, this part of this, I guess, palm tree or whatever it is, where you took the bark. All right, that's the way to get rid of these worms. Okay, v'shosin abuvroya. So the Gemara says, what is that? Mayo abuvroya chumtraya. Okay, my chumtraya, what is that? So chutra yichida. It's a tree that apparently has no branches. Apparently it just looks like a staff. Okay? Like a stick without any branches. The Maya Adile, what is it? What is this heel? Leguliosa. Someone who drank water that was galui, that was open, that was exposed. And back in the day, they said that you couldn't drink water that had been exposed at least overnight because they were afraid that a snake might come and drink it and put venom into that water. So that's what it would heal. V'ilo, and if you don't have any of that, lase chamsha kalele, you should get 5 roses, v'chamsha kusa de shichra, 5 cups of beer, finish lo kinu behadi adadi, and boil it together, cook it together, ad kaima anpaka v'nishti, until you have an anpaka, that is a shear, that's an amount, I forget how much that is. This is an anpaka here in Rashi. Alright, I'm not going to spend too much time looking for it. Right, I don't see exactly how much it is. Okay, so it's some sort of shear. It's an amount. And then you should, a certain amount that's necessary for this drink, and then you should drink it. Amy derav ach devoy bar ami. So the mother of Rav Ach Devoy bar ami, Ami's wife. Avdalei ahu gavra, they made for a person. Chad klila, 1 rose. V'chad kusta, the shichra, and 1 cup of beer. And Mistama, that would get you a smaller portion. Yeah, if you're getting 5 cups of beer and 5 roses, Mistama, that gets you a certain amount. So she only needed 1 and 1 cup of beer. Shalka v'yishkese, right? She boiled it and cooked it together and gave him to drink. Shaga tanura, she put a fire in an oven. V'grafte, and shoveled out some of the coals. Okay. V'osvise lebenta v'gave, and put a leventa. Levena is a brick. Should have put a brick inside, and then he sat on it. I guess it was warm or super hot or kind of like. He sat on the oven. Mistama, he sat on the oven. Right? Mistama, you're right. Rashi says, if you look at the third white line, Sheyashav Alev Velo Yakva. I mean, the brick was so that he shouldn't get burned when he sat on the oven. Okay, either way. And then. What happened? The nafa kahutza yarka, and the poison came out of him like a green leaf on a branch. Okay, and it came out. Some green liquid came out of his body. All right, a little bit more. Rav Avia Amar, Revisa de Chalava Me'iza Chivirasa. A person should drink, again, if you had this, if you suspect that you've been poisoned by a snake in the water that you drank, so a person should drink some goat's milk. Right, goat's milk, certainly nowadays, when we know about the healing properties of goat's milk, you should drink a revius of a lug of goat's milk. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, Lese Egrosa Chalisa, bring an esrog. And get a carve it, meaning make a hole in it. Fill it with honey. And get some sort of coals, right? And so you should cook it. And then you should eat it. Okay. Right? Certainly the option that I would not prefer. But 40-day-old urine. Barzina lizibura. You should drink a barzina, which is a shear, a small shear. Of that, for if you get stung by a bee or a wasp or a hornet, reviasa akrava, you need a revias if you get stung by a scorpion, palga revia, half a log legiluye for cut water that's been uncovered, that's what we've been talking about, and riva, and a log of this 40-day-old urine, afil l'kshafim malu, will even help against kshafim, against witchcraft. And just to finish up, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, anigron is water that you boiled beets. So, va'angaver, and also in water that you boiled this va'angaver, v'tiriyaka, not teriyaki, but balsam, malube, l'giluye, being kshafim, will help you with kshafim. L'giluye, with the open, uncovered water that a snake may have poisoned, and for witchcraft as well. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Shemuel Gavaiter, with some more inyanim of refuah. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.